A grand supply agreement between America, Saudi Arabia and Russia might boost the oil price, but only temporarily. The price war has become largely irrelevant, says Ben Luckock of Trafigura, a trading company. Saudi production now seems far less important, he argues, than the pandemic's historic destruction of oil demand. COVID-19 is obliterating this at such an astonishing rate that analysts cannot adjust their models quickly enough. Bernstein, a research firm, estimates that demand in the first half of the year may be 10% or even 20% below what it was in 2019. In the past 35 years, demand has only twice been lower than in the preceding year, in 2008 and 2009. Yet production has been slow to respond. That is only in part because of the price war. Once a shale well is drilled, there are only marginal savings from stopping production. Many oil companies are hedged and continue pumping in the hope prices will rise. Even when firms slash spending, output may not drop quickly. On March 24th, Chevron, an American supermajor, said it would cut capital spending by 20% this year, but that production in 2020 would roughly match that in 2019. It looks possible that supply will not just exceed demand for oil now, but fill the capacity to store it. Bernstein reckons that there could be over 735 million barrels of extra crude this year and only about 500 million barrels of storage available in the OECD, a club of mainly rich countries, and oil tankers. In the face of such a demand shock, a production cut that takes a month or two to implement won't do much, argues Damian Corvalin of Goldman Sachs, a bank. He contends that a production limit in Texas would slow the consolidation that America's shale industry needs to be competitive in the long term. Government stimulus might help to boost demand, but the essential fix to bring the market back into balance, reckons Mr. Luckock, is a painful one, even lower oil prices.